mamas, and thank you for listening to Always With Me, episode 15. I'm your host, Diana Collins, and today's guest is Sasha Gray. Sasha is a redneck, barefoot, rum and tequila drinking Southern belle. Still trying to figure out what she wants to be when she grows up, she knows that anything involving margaritas is a top choice. Raising a granddaughter, caring for a father who's living in her yard, and making sure her husband has clean underwear for all his travels keeps her busy. But she still scopes out recipes she'll never make on Pinterest, scrolls Facebook for old boyfriends, don't we all know that, and pretends she knows proper English. She blogs and does all that social media stuff at Lipstick, Margaritas, and Hairspray, and sells a few special creations at ScatteredSasha.com. You guys, as you can already tell, I am loving Sasha's sense of humor, and I'm sure you will too. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear her story because she's such a big inspiration, and it's just the light of the party, really. And speaking of inspiration, I wanted to mention a workshop that she just launched about a week ago. And obviously this episode was recorded way prior to that, and I wanted to be sure you guys are aware. Forever Fabulous. Own it, be it, do it. Fueled by caffeine and laughter, Forever Fabulous is a 6-month joy-filled journey sprinkled with sass, a dash of sarcasm, and a whole lot of love, leading to a more self-confident you. So, if you are interested in attending her workshop, you can go to www.scatteredsasha.com/forever-fabulous. And like I said, that will be linked up in our website. Okay, guys? So, let's get on to our show, and here you go with Sasha. All right, ladies, thank you for listening to Always With Me. Today we've got Sasha. Sasha, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm honored to have you on. Like, I know I see you on our Boss Bob community all the time, and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to have her on.
Well, thank you so much. That really means a lot, and it's an honor to be on here. I'm always excited to be on a new podcast or any podcast, and this is a great one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Podcasts are fun.
They really are.
So if you could just please share a little bit about yourself and your journey through motherhood and grandparenthood.
I know. Well, I'm older, so I'm 53, and I don't have any, I don't try to say I'm younger or anything like that. I'm perfectly fine with the gray hair with a shot of purple and those kinds of things. But as you come up through life and you have the child, and I worked when I had a child the first time around, I worked outside the home. And, things are just very different in that realm when you do that. I was a single mom a lot of the time. And I was just trying to survive. So the journey was, a little hectic. And I see so many things that are different this time around. I'm never going to get to that. And I don't have guilt about anything I did, but I just realize now, looking back, some of the things that you could do differently, and hindsight's a wonderful thing. But we do the best we can. And, a little bit about my journey through motherhood was trying to figure out as you go along with a child. I had a son. And then, for me, I worked in corporate America for years and years and years. And that was, that was the goal, to be corporate America, climb the ladder, step on people, and do all those things. And I did that, and I realized about 10 years ago that this was not who I wanted to be anymore. I just didn't enjoy it as much, and I really saw changes happening in my workplace and to me that I just didn't like. So I left, and oh my gosh, what do you do then? Holy smoking moly, what do you do then? So I did some direct sales, and I had a part-time job, and then the grandchild came into our world, and we'll talk about that more in a minute, but it all evolved. And I'm a firm believer in everything happens to get you to where you are today. I would not go back and change anything because I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. Those things happened so that I would be who I am today. And I'm okay with that.
Yes, absolutely. And to all of our single mamas out there, you know, Sasha could do it, you can do it too. So
it's tough.
I mean,
a lot of my friends are single moms. I was a single mom for a while, and it is very hard. Mm-hmm. But you do what you have to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's just in general for single mom, married mom, doesn't matter. You got to do what you got to do, and you learn through your journey.
Absolutely.
I know I have, and it's only been 2 years.
Absolutely.
So, well, that's great. So something we've talked about in our previous talk was choosing happiness and choosing to survive. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. As everyone has had trauma and drama and sadness in their lives, so have I. My son is not in my life. He is missing. And I have a parent who's passed away. And it doesn't matter what the story is. I think it's funny how people, when you say something has happened to you that's bad, sometimes people's automatic reaction is, oh, well, this happened to me. It's like we're almost trying to one-up each other on bad things that have happened. And that's one of the things I would like to see go away. I don't know if that's human nature or what. But my point of that is we've all had drama and sadness in our lives, and you have a choice. I can get up every day and say, okay, this is a new day. I'm going to start. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to do everything I can. Or I could curl up in bed and lay there all day. I have to go forward. And it's not just about the other people that depend on me. I have an almost 10-year-old that depends on me. I have a father that depends on me that's 85 and ailing. It's more than that. It's for me because, you know, we all may die tomorrow. I want to live every day that I'm given. So I do choose happiness, and I do choose to get up and go and live, as opposed to simply surviving in the sense of, okay, I'm alive, but nothing is thriving.
Absolutely. When we talk about that, I think of some women who just say, fake it to make it. And I'm kind of like, I mean, I've been there where you wake up and you're just up. And you feel just numb. And
right.
I agree with you when you say just thrive and live. And, you know, it takes learning to get up there and survive from a grief. But
and I'm not saying that you shouldn't grieve. I'm not saying that you don't deserve to do that. But of course you do. Absolutely. 100%. But you have to find some place in your soul that makes you get up for you.
Absolutely
for you. I could tell you when you know, I lost my son, I could curl up in a ball every day, but I can't.
Yeah.
I have to get up and go on.
Oh, God bless you. So, I know, I mean, my experience with that is nothing like yours, but I know what it's like to grieve. I mean, I had to grieve this last March. And, I mean, I wanted to crawl up in a ball and cry, and that's all I wanted to do. And then to a point where my husband says, I mean, I know his intentions was good, but he felt as if he goes, Diana, it seems like you act like this person who passed is your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lost your spouse. And that just took me back. And I thought, at first I was insulted, like, well, I mean, she's my best friend. Like, how can you say such thing? But I kind of sat back and thought, you're right. I need to live. I need to live for her.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And for ourselves, I think, too, not just for them, but for ourselves, because I really honestly believe that the persons that we are grieving would not want us. I mean, they want us to grieve them, but they don't want us to stop living. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, you're such an inspiration. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
But, so you have raised your granddaughter since she is a little bitty baby and going through parenthood twice at such different seasons in your life must have been hard. And we talked about that. It was a challenge. So what is something you've learned today versus when you were parenting the first time around?
First of all, we've had her since she was 6 months old. She will be 10 in April. So it's been 9 years. And you know, the first time around, I was 22 when I had my son, and I was a single parent shortly thereafter for about 7 years. And like I said before, I was just trying to get through every day. I worked two jobs. I worked a full-time job, and then I worked on the weekends waitressing because, again, you do what you do. And his birth father was absent most of the time. Money's always an issue. So at that point, when you're a single mom and you're – or a single parent, it doesn't have to be a mom, but a single parent, without a support infrastructure, I had very minimal. I think you simply – your goal is to get through every day. What, you know, can I get to the end of the day and everybody be fed and clothed and do we have a place and all those things? With the second time around, I say that I've had two only children because that's kind of how it seems. Of course, I was much older in a stable relationship. My husband and I had been married for 24 years. So at the time, we'd been married, you know, a long time. And you just know more. I think that's the basis of it all is you just know more about life and you know what's more important. And you know that what you thought was important at 22, 3, 4, or 5, while it was important then, it is not necessarily as important now. And you also know what the outcome is going to be of the things that you think were so important then. You got the blessing of hindsight to say, hey, that did not matter. And the other thing is, you know, we are able to provide for her better than I was able to provide as a single parent. So that is nice, too, except we're a little too much on the spoiling thing, because I think that's what you do. I think the bad part of it is I didn't get to be a grandparent to her. I am her parent. I am her Sasha. That's a whole nother story. But and, you know, now I think what I see, and it still surprises me. I've seen it since she was, I don't know, two, where she imitates me. And I just didn't notice it before. I don't know if it was because I was so busy trying to survive or it was a boy-girl thing. But from how she carries her purse to how, you know, what she wears. And it's so important to me to realize that everything I do is a reflection of what I'm teaching her. So I better think about that. It's not that I have to do it right. I'm going to do things wrong. I do things wrong every day, but I need to at least try to think about what I do say and am because she's watching.
Oh yeah.
And she, I'm the one she's learning from as well as other outside sources, but I want it to be me that she knows from.
Absolutely. It's so crazy how fast they pick up from you. I mean, my 2-year-old can grab a lipstick and be like,
oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know what? I mean, thankfully I have it in tubes, so you can't open it and like, she'll figure that out though. It won't be long.
Absolutely. And mine will like wear her pocketbook. I'm from the South. We call it a pocketbook. Is this the shoulder? You even said when she was younger, not so much now, but do you wear it on this side? Well, how do you wear it? And she wanted everything. So it's, you know, that's how they learn the basics of life. So I need to get on it. I need to teach her. I need to find somebody to teach her how to cook because I don't cook.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. I've tried. I've burnt pork chops and I'm learning. Like as I'm becoming a stay-at-home mom, work-at-home mom, I'm learning how to be better. But my husband's like, honey, you don't have to have the fire all the way up and high.
I burn everything. Everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's why we've got Jack in a Box down the street.
That's right. That's right.
Embrace it. I love it.
Absolutely. Cereal is one of the main dinner dishes in our home when my husband's traveling.
Yep. That's awesome. But, well, I love how, I mean, we've talked about how you've got to model yourself to be what your child wants to be. Or, well, you know what I mean. I'm trying to say my words right. But model what you want your child to end up growing into.
Right.
And it's so important. And I know growing up, raising your children, you just get into that moment where you're just go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. And we forget about it. But we've got to take that moment and just step back and be like, okay, maybe I should calm my nerves because she's seeing me.
Right.
So, I mean, what I love is that our listeners know, and I'm sure you know, but I recently quit my job. Mm-hmm. And before that, I was anxious all the time. I was sad all the time. Angry all the time. And I could now today, it's been 3 weeks and I can see a difference in my 2-year-old.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Crazy. I'm like, she's only two, but she knows. So, well, I'm going to throw a curveball at you because I just thought of a question.
Okay.
But being, so pretty much you've been a parent since, you know, your 20s into your 50s, which you look fabulous, by the way.
Thank you.
What is one advice that you could give to a mom who's maybe just starting out her journey or is just, you know, kind of in a lost?
It gets better. Trust your instincts. You know, I've often said there's really no book for parenting. There should be some classes, and we all know that's not true. There are a thousand, if not hundreds of thousands of books out there telling you exactly how to do things. But the most important thing is to trust your instinct and know your child. And the other thing for yourself is you can step away. Someone else can watch your child. It's okay. Yeah. It doesn't make you a bad mother, a bad person, if you need that time. You know, as a work at home mom, I still put mine in daycare 3 days a week because I needed the time. She needed the time and it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, well, you're not working. That would be incorrect. I'm working at home. And the last thing is probably the hardest because we as people feel compelled to share our infinite wisdom with everyone. So when you have that new child, whatever the ailment is, even if she's smiling big, someone is going to tell you what you're doing wrong.
Yes.
and how to do it better based on how they did it. And here's my best advice for anybody doing anything. You smile, you nod and say, thanks so much. And then keep doing what you're doing. Yep. If you get in an argument with them, it's never going to be well. If you say, but why don't, no, thanks. Thanks so much. And then keep doing you because you're the one who knows you and you're the one who knows your baby.
Absolutely. I know I had, when I worked at the hospital, I had my first one and someone was like, she was an older woman and she asked if I breastfed. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't. I mean, not that I said, sorry, but so I couldn't. I tried. It didn't work out for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, why don't you breastfeed? That's good for the baby. And I just said, ah, well, you know.
Right.
She's healthy. She's chunky. She's happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has their own bath.
Yes, absolutely. So speaking of working at home and running your own business, which is inspiring in itself, could you tell me what, I mean, you've explained what started it all in the beginning, but how you just went for that leap to be like, I'm going to start my own business.
It was accidental. I was doing corporate America and then I did some direct sales and I really wanted to do more along the motivational speaking thing. So I did that and I absolutely adore it, adored it, still do. But my husband travels all the time. I had at the time, the 5-year-old and my mom, they would kind of go with me or I would leave her with my mom or whatever, because I live in a very small town. There wasn't a lot of opportunities here. So I had to travel.
Yeah.
Well, several things happened at the same time. School started and they're very particular about school, like, you know, being there and everything. Like, oh yeah, she has to show up every day. I'm like, okay, great. Dang. And my mom got sick. So they live about 100 miles away. So it was a lot of travel back and forth there. And I just couldn't do the traveling anymore is what it boiled down to. So I just wanted to create my Facebook page as just a fun thing for me to do. But about 8 months in, I was like, I probably should get some income. I need to like pay my telephone bill and buy tequila. So I really need some income. So I started selling some products and that was literally, I say accidental because I had gone to a vendor event and it was outside and it rained the entire time. And I said, holy snap, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Mm-hmm. And I put it on my Facebook page. This was almost 5 years ago. So it's not like it is today. And people started buying it. And I said, huh, there's a thought. So my online store was born again, accidentally. And now that is my income along with some other things.
Yeah.
That we'll talk about in just a second, but mm-hmm. I sell products based out of my website from my Facebook page. So that kind of happened as a fluke, but I took about 6 months and figured out what I was doing wrong and how to do it right and figured it out. And I'm very proud of the fact that I now have this shop and can do that. But the soul of me, my heart wanted to do the motivational speaking. That is really what I am drawn to. But I again, I couldn't travel. My dad is 80. My mom passed away a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. My dad is 85, living in our yard, not staked out or anything. He has a trailer. And, you know, he is not in great health. And my child is in fourth grade and my husband still travels. So it's not like I can travel. Mm-hmm. But I really felt pulled to do the motivational speaking again. So what, you know, how do I figure this part out? And I'm working on courses, and I don't like the word courses, segments, whatever, mm-hmm. of some motivational humor speaking yeah. things. And that's what I am working on now. And I am very excited about that, as well as doing the tour for my tribe of fans on my page.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I mean, I've talked to a few motivational speakers who are moms as well, and I'm like, man, that's something I would like to get into. Yep. So maybe someday in the future. I also have plans to write a book someday. So
yep, on my list. I'll tell you this. When I was in my 20s, I had gone through work. I had gone to a conference. We all know about those. If you work for large corporations, frequently you go to conferences. Mm-hmm. And I had seen the speakers on the stage. And they were, unbeknownst to me at the time, motivational speakers. But the thing about them, and this is 25 years ago, I couldn't relate what I was hearing there. And you get so pumped up. You're in the audience. You're like, yes, this is great. This is fabulous. But you come home and reality hits. And you just couldn't transition from there to real life.
Yeah.
And for 25 years, honestly, I said, I want to do that. But it was never the right season. You know, single mom, all this stuff. You know, life gets in the way sometimes. Yes. And I decided that it was time about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, I was going to do that. And I did it. And I loved it so much. I knew that was it. Mm-hmm. So I say that story because it's never too late. If mm-hmm. you have that in your heart, you know, so what if it takes you 25 years? It's okay.
Absolutely.
You're so fine. The other piece, I'm so sorry. The other piece was I wanted what I said to be relatable to real life. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be something they could take home with them. And because I'm now in the online world, 25 years ago, that, you know, it wasn't an option. Mm-hmm. I can reach them in their home. They can be sitting on their couch in their pajamas or at their desk or whatever, and know that it will transition to real life immediately.
Yes. That's beautiful. Well, one day, if you ever have a speaking arrangement, let me know and I will be right there supporting you.
Right.
Cause I've just always been that inspiration type of person, and everyone around me knows that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got tattoos that are just inspiration kind of type mm-hmm. ones. So, you know, I don't have a Hello Kitty on my arm or anything.
I have Scattered on my arm.
Ooh, that's pretty. I love it. So, okay, where are we at now? Sorry. So I like, at the end of every show, I like to ask all of my guests, what is their current struggle and current joy?
My current struggle is time. If I could figure out how to get by with no sleep, I would at least gain, you know, 4 or 6 hours, and that would help me. You know, I'm ADD, so wanting to do everything, I want to do all the things. I want to work on the tour. I need sponsors for the tour and email them, and I want to work on the course, and I want to write more, and I want to write the book. And so that's my struggle, is prioritizing mm-hmm. And being realistic, because I have big ideas and big stuff. And what's realistically based on my limitations of time and, you know, everything, can I do? So let's focus on that. So that is my biggest struggle, is reining my brain in. Mm-hmm. The biggest joy has to be the community that I've built, when they reach out to me and tell me that I've made a difference by something I've said or done. It just touches my heart, and I'm humbled and honored that they have, number one, reached out to me, but number two, that something I've said has made a difference in their life. And it is truly, tells me again that I'm doing what I'm meant to do.
That's beautiful. I love that. I don't get many, but a few where they're like, listening mm-hmm. to your show has helped me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that yes. is why I do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
Well, it was great having you on the show, and I'm so excited to have everyone listen to as well. But if you can tell our listeners where to find you, and I'll make sure to link it up on our website as well.
Thank you for having me, Diana. Of course. I'm really honored that you asked, and it's been great. It's been really great show. I am on Facebook. That's where you find me all the time. I am, my page on Facebook is Lipstick, Margaritas, and Hairspray, none of which I sell. And quick business tip, if you're thinking about naming your business, you should probably not go with the first thought at 3 a.m. So, you know, think through that process, okay? But Facebook is Lipstick, Margaritas, and Hairspray. On Instagram, it's Scattered Sasha. And my website is scatteredsasha.com.
Nice. That's awesome. And ladies, you've got to join her Facebook group because she will go live and just brighten your day and with a laugh as well. So,
well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Isn't Sasha a Southern Belle? I've always loved the South, y'all. I'm just saying, maybe that's why I married a Texan. Someday we'll be moving to Texas. Someday. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to talk about Sasha. And let's talk about what we learned from her interview today. And for me, I learned two things. And how she chooses, even in her darkness, even in her tragedy, she still chooses to wake up and live for her. Not just live for her family, for her husband, for her father, for her granddaughter, but for her. That makes such a big difference, don't you think? Like, you're not just surviving or you're not just on survival mode, but you're more than just survival mode. You're thriving. And it just means so much. I mean, the happier that you are, the happier your family's gonna be. And I live to that every single day. Also, I want to talk about how she mentions that her granddaughter likes to mimic her. And it's so, so true, right? Like, my two-year-old, well, just the little things that she picks up just fascinates me and shocks me, really. And really, maybe even scares me. It's amazing how quickly your children will pick up on you. So the point of it all is that if we want to raise good children, we have to be good people within ourselves. And I know that's easier said than done. Yeah, we have our bad days, but my goal as a mom and as a parent is to model for my children. Yeah, I might have my bad days, and I'll be honest with you, when I do have my bad moments or my bad mommy moments, and maybe I accidentally freak out on my daughter, I turn around and I apologize to her because that's not the memory that I want my daughter to have. So I make sure to apologize. Yeah, she's two. You know what? More? No, she's two, and she understands. She understands me. That's what I love about two-year-olds. Yeah, the two-year-old tantrums exist, y'all. They exist, but it's also so fun to hear her understand me. And she's so sweet. And she picks up when I'm sad. She knows when I'm sad. She comes up to me and pats me on the back and says, "It's okay, Mama." Oh, your heart. And believe me, when I'm having a bad day, and not that I'm freaking out on her all the time, but when I'm having a bad day, I do sit there and cry in front of her. And maybe even I'm sad. And she knows. That's what I'm saying, you guys. Our children knows at a very early age. So model, be a model to your children and be an example for them. Act the way, if you want your children to be good and intelligent and kind, compassionate, then show them. You are their greatest, biggest fan. So I hope you took something out of Sasha's talk today. I know it did for me. Anyway, guys, whether you're listening to this tomorrow, today, a month from now, or a year from now, you have a fabulous day and know that I am always with you and always with you on this motherhood journey. God bless. Kisses to you and kisses to you, baby. Bye-bye.